Okay, so we're holding on page Kuf Tzadi Hey by the three dots. The more we think about where our final goal is, where we're supposed to get to, our final destination, is the state of Menucha Panimis. If we got there, we made it. But you should know, it's not something which is natural to be there. A person has to be in a total state of peace. He's at peace with everything around him, which means all of the people around him, he's found a way to be interact with them in a comfortable way. It's called kuloi. Visits people, the act of understanding and empathizing them. His kochos have been measured and controlled. He is aware of the state of being a creation. Okay. So our friend over here is a person who's done tremendous avodah to create the ability to be able to be a marker that he's a nivra. The tremendous avodah to be able to interact with people to the sense he's able to get out of his own skin and be aware of them and their needs, etc. He's done a tremendous avodah to all of his actions, and he finds a comfort level himself. He's balanced what is real, what are his needs that he needs to keep maintaining it for the goof, etc. And what he can focus on avodas Hashem, etc. Tremendous amount of bal avodah. So he should walk around like this all the time. And still, it's only on various occasions we get to that point. It's a menuchas nedava. Menuchas emesem. Menuchas shalom shalba vashkeva vetoch. When we touch that moment, we realize we have no doubts about this is a matnas elokim. This is a special moment to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through that. Okay. Gam habitochen, hol yonah shema madregas, tulda ba menucha. Bitochen is the final stop on the train. Betzim is included in the concept of the menucha. So the Chabas of Ob is in Shar Bitochen Perek Aleph, says, ach maus habitochen, hu menucha is the nefesh habiteach. He's in a state of total calm. He feels totally confident that the one he's relying on, will do what's proper for him. As much as I rely on that individual, that person being, etc., I feel confident that he will do according to his abilities and understanding the best that's possible to be done. So the mashal I always use, I get into a car. So I'm relaxed because I believe that my driver will do as best as he can. So I'm relying on him. I feel to the point that I'm relaxed. There's times you get into the car and you don't feel like that, right? And there's times you get in the car and you're like, the person's a good driver. You know he's wide awake and you know that he's a person who cares. And, you know, because I'll say that. Then I'm or it's not chos al nafshay, so he shouldn't be, he won't be chos al nafshay selachayim either. So I remember I had this argosha, when I went there to Israel when I was going recruiting for yeshiva. So Or Yerushalayim is in Beit Meir. Beit Meir is in Har Yehuda. So it's up on a hillside, a mountainside. the roads are mountain roads, you know, with drop-offs. And the road is right next to the edge of the cliff. And there's maybe the end of the road, and then you have about this much gravel, and then there's the drop. And I'm driving with this Israeli Monday driver, who's driving like an absolute mashugan. And we're going around curves, and the wheels are going off onto the gravel. You know, and I think to myself, you know, my first thought was, you know, I don't want to die here in the Har Yehuda. But he doesn't want to die either. So I shouldn't be too nervous. Then I said, no, because I'll say that I'm Oretz. Look, chosal nafshay. So it should be chosal nafshay shel acherim. Says, I'm in big trouble. You know, like, why should I rely on him? Right. But there's, and I, you know, I was very happy once the drive finished. Like what was it? You know, like, the next time I'll drive it myself, you know, or something, you know. But the act of getting into a car is after relying on somebody. It's an act of bitachon. We need to understand that we are the riders in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's bus. But we are, so the definition of bitachon is menuchas nefesh. I feel totally comfortable. I'm not worried. And you've heard from me before. The mashal for that is the child in the back seat of the car coming back from a good day trip somewhere, falling asleep. You know, they had a great day. They're totally happy with that. And the most powerful beings in the world, their father and mother, are in the front of the car taking care of all their problems. And they're totally chill out. They just fall asleep. That's menuchas nefesh. That's bitachon. Right. So. B'menuchas nefesh uchad ha'adam im baray. Ve'edar b'mechutz mafchido madiga. So there's nothing which makes you concerned because you're totally with the Kodesh Baruch. Now, like, so I mentioned this much to somebody. Says, you know, kids can do that. Adults seem to lose it somewhere along the way. Yeah, because adults think they run the world. So I think I run the world. It's a little bit scary. Because, like, you know, I know that I don't really have control over that much of the world. But if you live with the Kodesh Baruch who has full control, so, like, what's to be scared about? Yitaka feel totally relaxed. You have these stories about, they have a story with the tells a Rav, and they, you know, they have these different stories about, like, the last moments, they were totally, total control. Rav Chanan calls together the Tamidim before they're taken out by the ninth fort by Kovna. I had to be shot. He says, "You have to understand that we are. Russia has a tie against Klal Yisrael. We were chosen to be the kavanas of Klal Yisrael. If we have to go with the right kavanas, that being aware that this is the Shokos Brachos Watson accepting it, we'll be able to save our brothers in America. And if not, Laura Lena, who knows what's going to happen to them?" Like, that's the person speaking in the last moments of his life. You're like, he was a total control of himself. Like, that's when it was an effort. Right? Or a less dramatic example of Yisrael Salanter before he was Nifter. There was a young man with him who was, you know, was freaking out the deal that he's going to be sitting with a dead body. So Yisrael Salanter spends the last 30 minutes of his life explaining to the young man why it's nothing to be scared of to be with a dead body. So the person shouldn't be scared. Like, the last thing he thinks of before he passes away is there's a person over here who needs help, as opposed to freaking out, I'm about to die. That's total menuchas nefesh. And with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever's supposed to happen has happened, and I have responsibility to take care of the person next to me. You read the story, it's just like, it's mind-boggling, that level of clarity. But what's the answer? They were in a state of menuchas nefesh. Okay.
No, I understand it, but I understand it.
This is a circle which we make around ourselves, a holy circle. Out of the circle comes this be'er, this spring, wellspring. If we create this hagdora around ourselves, the result will be there'll be something inside that come out. Shloikavi anir about sausador manal. Imik rav tama behek. I don't want you to think this is a simple, superficial idea. It's a very, very deep concept. How far this goes? Near b'teich d'varim stumim b'zara kodesh chelik aleph lamin aleph lamin aleph. The movie recounted truma. B'shem and parish plugta. Posav omar. Okay. Kroksi b'lumasim isgaris tiyena tabois. So there's a misgaris around the shulchan, and corresponding to the misgaris is where the tabois are. Okay. Man miskeres. What is this miskeres that's referring to? What is this enclosure that we're referring to? Okay. Dohu asar. It's a place. The sogir, which is closed. Will I possibly? It's not opened up. Bar bishvil chad dakik disyada beginizu legabei ubeginine ismali. Viroshim askia la loka betzina. Again, the Eo Osir Ganiz, the Sosim Ikrim Iskaris, Mado Almados. So he gives you in Lashon HaKadosh. Shimon Parish of Machlokes, Parish of Bomber, Mamas Garis. So Malkum Sagar Shainu Niftach, Zulus Bashil Dak, Echor, Shanada Besocha Betzina. It only opens for this little item, this very ephemeral item, which comes in privately. Mekachon ismal or, and that brings or, mitzayin b'shorim lahadik aneris, and it's now creates the light which the neris come from. Shumakum gozus v'sosim hunikim misgaris. It's called misgaris because it's a hidden, closed place. Mzeu m'sar olam abba, kelamam nikrim misgaris. That's from the sulam. Pirshar levush ala recounted. Nisyada. It says loshen nisyada begnizu. Pirshin iskaber. It's not a lotion of knowing, it's a lotion of connecting. Pirsh Meloshan Vayeda Lakim, Kachadas, Mashpas, Murava, the Cholat Stodin, Mikach, Hachokma Batamun. Okay. Enlil Eitzabini Stories. I'm not a holy man, I don't know these things. Akama Shinuchal Lahovin of the Passion of the Warren. But what I can take out of it is the following. Yerki Soida Miskaris, who said Apinimius Elam Abba. The idea that it's something which is enclosed is the idea that there's a toichen inside. There's something inside. Shirak Mishil Dak Hadas Megim Elov. The only in a very narrow path are you able to get to it. Mekech Hadas Ismail Or Lechol Aver. And then that Das, which allows you to arrive in such a place, it creates a shine which it then shines out everywhere. Kizan yin ha'oros upon it. Kabichut higdura l'va yishtabish shefa ora b'tchum ha'chizhen yizvacha. But it is protected, that it's not wasted. It's superficiality. Reshefa v'tzimtzum ora v'geder v'tzir v'shneim v'kol b'yachad u'ser hadas. So das is this tremendous combination of limiting and expanding at the same time. Maniflon diri azoya b'soy v'maimer miskeres dohi b'almad osi magos al-gorer misobe m'ayin miskarba b'toichu u'ser al-mabo. Okay. So based on what we've been saying till now, look, what he's saying really, you know, should make sense to us. If it doesn't, it means we probably didn't get what he was saying until now. I think the point that he's saying, but the point that he's saying is that the awareness and the ability to understand, to empathize, the awareness of the reality which exists in the Bria of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his presence, feeling that presence, is very sensitive. And if you start trying to put it into superficial terms, you lose it. So it's very, very hidden, and that it shouldn't be mistaken, misunderstood, and used in a superficial way. But on the other hand, it has a tremendous amount of hashpah and ha'orah that it puts on the world around it. Probably the best way to describe that is by looking at Gedolim. These people, which they have a tremendous depth to them, tremendous understanding of the people, but they don't let it schlep them into a superficial, into being involved in people in a superficial way. It's not that, I'm very aware of what's going on in the world. Shiva used to say about the stipler that there was nothing was going on the stipler didn't know. Right? But for most of us, that schleps us into the world of focusing on what's going on. He didn't focus on what's going on. He focused on the panemius of the individuals involved in it, and was able to connect with them and be aware of them. And that's as far as it went. So that's the combination of the two. So Be'etzem, Ayyadei Adasim, Anachto Maskir, Ma'alas HaMenucha. We realize what Menucha is. Ma'agudah HaMenucha is Panemius. Adam Mushers, Be'elakob, Regardu Hulu, Vayisrachik, Mi'atzmoy, Vayasa Atzmachulim. He never loses touch in himself. Doesn't become superficial. But within that space, Shevo Shaldas Waras Panim. Zeh Ben Olam Habo. And Shabbos Yimei Ben Olam Habo. If you would look at some of the lachos of Shabbos, in the you would see this concept. Shabbos is very limited. Very little you could do. But it's defined by, the assay of Shabbos is the skier of the person's bialis over the world to be shared with the simcha of sharing it together with other people. But you sit with certain people, you go to the Shabbos suda with them, and you sit with them, and you feel that you're drawn into a higher existence. Even though they're connecting, it's just pushed, you feel like you're living a different plane. And it's people that you sit with, and you feel like you just, even though you're not doing anything wrong, it's just like a nice time with a lot of people. It's two different experiences. Right. There's people which push it, that the menuchas of Shabbos, like you start for that moment and you push it, feel that idea that you're with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you can feel that, means you have Shaykhaz Olam Haba. And a person can't touch it over Shabbos, means he's not there yet. And being able to say that he's, that's what Olam Haba is. In a very, very crude sense. We read the number of times told somebody, he says, Olam Haba is that Mashiach is going to come. Olam Haba, according to some Mishnah, is the one after Mashiach. And you'll do no business. You'll be no, fighting back and forth, acquiring, controlling, etc. You'll sit and learn all day. The guy says, not interested. Like, my whole chiyus is, the fight and the marketplace and the winning and the learning. I can't hate learning. I can't sit and learn. Right? So there's a horrible Yiddish joke. He says that Yaakov's about to go to the marketplace, to sell the stuff and make a chance to make a good business deal and make a lot of money, etc. And Spritzer says, Yaakov, gehert, Mashiach kumt. Mashiach kumen. Mashiach is here. He says, listen, Spritzer, don't worry. We survived every other tzara, Kleisel, so we can survive that tzara also. Right? That's the joke. Some of these Yiddish jokes have a lot of teichin to them. It's pretty sad. Like what's your chiyus? So a person comes to Shabbos, and Shabbos You know, for one person, Shabbos is he doesn't have to work. He physically rests. That's it. One person is you know, it's such a nice interaction with family together. It's family time. Beautiful. That's it. Shabbos is Yom Lashem. Shabbos is the day where a person, Pashut, touches his creator. He connects into his creator. It's a day where the human being's control over the Bria ends. And he's aware that Rosh Hashanah is the creator. He's a creation. And a creation is totally in his creator. And he feels that state of being of Bimanucha because he's totally in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And from that state of being of Bimanucha, he schleps other people with him that they should also be able to feel that state of being. That's Shabbos. That's what Olam Haba is. Right? Learning is that the human mind, the Rosh Hashanah allowed the human mind to be Tifus, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't be Tifus him physically. We're Tifus him, we become aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence through learning of Torah. As much as that's what my mind is doing, I'm trying to understand what is the Baruch Hashem's Ratzon. Through that, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person who's able to touch into that moment that, wow, this is Elokus in this world, which I'm touching, he feels that state of being with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Lima HaTorah. So when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to do that. But till then, it's very hard. Okay, so we have a Sima Morocco.